This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Fan Morning Show. It is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Donnie in for Adam and Doran this morning. Nicholas Harry Callis is behind the glass. Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette, he'll join us in less than an hour at 8 o'clock. Jason Mackey in for the 9 o'clock hour, 9 until 10. Noah Hiles will join the show at 9:35. All of those guys will be hopping on the Fan Hotline, which is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I believe Jack Hillgrove will be the midday show man today from 10 until 2. And then Austin Bechtold will have Pirates pregame coverage this afternoon. Pirates and Mariners for 10 first pitch. So Austin will have the North Shore Tavern leadoff show around 3 o'clock. The big Steelers news of the last 24 hours. In the same week that the Steelers made a trade for Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, sending Minka Fitzpatrick back to Miami, a couple of late round draft picks exchanged with the Dolphins as well, they have extended Omar Khan, the team's general manager, through 2028. My personal opinion on it, I would have liked them to wait one more year on this, see how things panned out a little bit more under his tutelage, because we've only seen the guy, he'll only be entering his third full season as the Steelers GM. He's only going through his third full season as Steelers GM because he took over after the 2022 draft. It was kind of odd how the Steelers did it. Again, one of those other ways to which they don't do things the same way as other organizations. They allowed Kevin Colbert his swan song to be that 2022 draft. And listen, I think Kevin Colbert is a Hall of Fame general manager. He should be in the Hall of Fame one day, but it is no secret that his last couple of drafts were missing the mark on things. 2022, his final draft, Kenny Pickett, no longer with the team. George Pickens, no longer with the team. DeMarvin Leal, barely with the team. Might not be as of week one. Calvin Austin, he is with the team. He's actually fit into a nice little role with the team. He's been the best pick so far. Connor Hayward, he's had a couple of moments here and there. Best served on special teams. Very well could not be with the team by week one. Mark Robinson on the team, very well could not be with the team by week one. Chris Oladokun and another quarterback, no longer with the team. Actually a multi-time Super Bowl champion as a third quarterback in Kansas City. So Calvin Austin is the best pick out of that 2022 draft. He's still here. I would say George Pickens, but Calvin Austin has a chance to have a longer legacy in Pittsburgh. He already does, and he could end up having a more successful legacy when it's all said and done in Pittsburgh. We'll see that as well. But so many guys from that draft class are already gone. That was the last one, and then Omar Khan took over. Then Omar Khan was able to get to work a little bit. But how have his drafts looked so far? His very first pick, Broderick Jones, that does not look great as of right now. You move up in the draft. You take this guy 14th overall. Listen, he looked like a guy who was going to be a very good offensive tackle in the NFL. He has not been so far. Now he's played at right tackle more than left tackle. We will finally see that change get made here in 2025. So we can't completely write the dude off yet. He's only 2 years in. This will be the most important year of Broderick Jones's career. There's no questions about it. Joey Porter Jr., promising first year, a little bit of a downer in the second year. I would not say a bad player. Keanu Benton after that, solid player, has not broken through that glass yet, but a solid player. Darnell Washington, terrific blocker. You took the guy 93rd overall, so it's not like you have to jump all over his productivity as a receiving tight end. Great blocker, elite at that. Doesn't get worked into the offense a whole lot in the pass game. Nick Herbig, another really good find. So they have hit on fourth round picks here in consecutive years, because Herbig, right now, he might be the best player of that draft. He doesn't play a ton. He's more of a situational pass rusher. But when Herbig gets into the game, you can often feel his impact. 8.5 sacks in part-time play in just 2 seasons. Corey Trice, people have a lot of hope in him, just a lot of injury concerns, but he is a long, lengthy corner. Spencer Anderson, he has found some time in the league. He's played in 25 games. He's found some time as kind of a swing offensive lineman. You have Fautanu as your first pick in the second year of your draft history, 2024. Didn't get to see him a whole lot. What we did see was good, but he missed almost the entire season. He played in just one game. Zach Frazier already looks far and away the best draft pick that Omar Khan has ever had. Frazier playing in 15 games last season, he looks like he could end up being a top five center in the game by the time he's done in year two, maybe even before we get to the end of the season. Then a pair of Wilsons in round three, Roman and Peyton. Roman barely played. I do like the prospect of Peyton Wilson and what he showed as a rookie. Mason McCormick, again, another pretty good fourth-round pick. Hard to complain. The dude had to start 17 games last year, or play in 17 games last year, and he got thrown into the fire. That was not the plan. But had to get thrown in at guard because of injury to James Daniels, and I would say mostly he took that in a positive direction. So there's at least some promise there with McCormick, a kid out of South Dakota State. Logan Lee, Ryan Watts. Watts actually retired from football due to medical reasons. Logan Lee picked 178 overall defensive line. You know, you hope that he can break through there, but you can't have high hopes for somebody picked in round six. And then we will see how this draft class looks in 2025. There's already a lot of promise around Derek Harmon. Caleb Johnson getting a lot of hype from his performance at Iowa and also the football in short sessions that we've seen. Jack Sawyer, certainly an exciting player. And again, he's a fourth-round pick. They've hit on those the last couple of seasons, even in Kevin Colbert's final draft. Could Sawyer be another one coming off that edge? A lot of people have high hopes for his teammate at Ohio State, Will Howard, but you have to remember, temper those a little bit. He was pick 185 in the draft. So that's how the draft history has looked for Omar Khan. But what about some of the best moves and worst moves that have happened under his tenure? I think the best moves, you can look at a big three, and you can look at a trade, you can look at a draft pick, and you can look at a free agent signing. In terms of the draft, I already hit on it. It's Zach Frazier to this point. Picked in the second round, 51st overall in 2024. He looks like he will join the long lineage of Steelers centers in the names of Webster, Dawson, Pouncey. You know, maybe he's more like a Jeff Hardings, and that's okay. You know, Ray Mansfield came before Mike Webster. But even if you're more like a Jeff Hardings type center, that's good. Jeff Hardings was a good player here. He was a multi-time Pro Bowler with the Steelers, the former Penn Stater. So maybe that's Frazier's career. That's still a very solid one. And another good center here that they have not had since Pouncey's retirement. I already think that he is clearly the best draft pick that Khan has made in his three drafts. We'll see if that can change, but as of right now, it's the kid out of West Virginia. When it comes to a trade, it still has to be Chase Claypool for the 32nd overall pick in the draft. It ended up being a second round pick that year, but it was the first pick of the second round from the Chicago Bears, and they traded Chase Claypool for that. So the Steelers used that pick on Joey Porter Jr. Again, so far, he's been a decent player. He's had some ugly-looking games. He's had some good games. He's had some big moments. You think of that end zone interception against Lamar Jackson a couple of seasons ago as a rookie. I think he has time to grow. I think they've brought in some players that will allow him to grow a little bit in that defense. And given what Claypool did for the Bears or didn't do for the Bears, that's a win for Pittsburgh. 18 receptions, 191 yards, one touchdown in 10 games. Just awful production that the Bears got for Claypool, who was pretty much out of football. And a free agency deal that I think is his best is Deshaun Elliott. The original deal for Elliott when they signed him last offseason was 2 years for $6 million. Elliott has doubled that now, a two-year $12.5 million deal signed earlier this summer, a couple of weeks back. It was kind of a late-night news dump, if you recall when that happened. It was like a Monday at 10 p.m. when we found that out. But Elliott was one of the best players on their defense last year. I don't know what every single analytics metric says, but Deshaun Elliott was a really good player for them. He was one of my favorite players to watch for them. So those were some of my favorite moves that Omar Khan made. What about my least favorite moves? We'll get to those coming up next, but I also want to hear from you. Your reaction. Omar Khan extended 3 years by the Steelers through the 2028 season. Some of your favorite moves, some of your least favorite moves from Omar Khan. What overall grade would you give Omar Khan so far as the Steelers GM? Can you even give a grade to Khan at this point? 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. I will give my grade and some of my least favorite Omar Khan moves coming up next. You can also hit us on the fan text line. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. But a few of your calls and more thoughts on Omar Khan coming up next on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
4th of July edition of the Fan Morning Show. Donnie in for Adam and Doran. Harry Callis is here, and he has allowed his intern RJ to take over the board, so if anything goes south, Harry will have to run to his rescue. But our guy RJ is on the board in there. Westminster, great. So Jason Mackey will be very excited when he gets in here in about 90 minutes' time. Chris Carter joins the show in about 35 minutes. Noah Hiles will join from Seattle at 9:35. That's a very early wake-up for Noah Hiles this morning out west. There was a good question posed on the text line from somebody, and I did put a tweet out there and directed it to some of the local weather folks in town, the meteorologists in town. So Ray Petlin, Scott Harbaugh, Mary Hours, Stephen Cropper, so on and so forth. What is the key difference between the phrase partly cloudy and mostly sunny? Like, is there a certain percentage of sun that has to shine through? Or do you think those phrases are just interchangeable? But I've never really thought about the question, and they really do just mean the same exact thing. Wouldn't partly cloudy indicate that it is mostly sunny? But I guess the sun may not always, well, the sun's going to be out no matter what. The clouds are the things that take control.
Can I weigh in?
Yes.
So I think partly cloudy means like the clouds are partially covering the sun, in a sense where like you'll have clouds come in and then come out. So like, you know what I mean? So like sometimes you'll get like that shadow and then like the clouds will move. Where I think mostly sunny means like aside from a few clouds in the sky, you have mostly sun. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but then
like, partly cloudy means that those clouds are going to cover up the sky, but you're going to get sun intermittently because the clouds are moving.
So then what would you say is mostly sunny? Because I would just
like I said, there's a few clouds in the sky, but you're going to get most sun. You know what I mean? Like, clear skies is like there's almost no clouds in the sky.
Right. Like, I would just call that sunny.
Right.
I wouldn't even put any.
But technically, it's like if you have a few clouds in the sky, maybe, but like the sun is going to be shining through, then you have a few clouds in the sky. Yeah, you get mostly sunny. That's just a guess. I'm not a professional.
Yeah,
like that.
That's decent logic. I mean, I'm hoping that one of the great weather people in town chime in before we are done this morning, because that is a good random question that got posed. 412-928-9370. If you have a take on that, but also if you have a take on Omar Khan and what his best move may be or what his worst move has been as the Steelers GM. And did he deserve the extension through the 2028 season? So I gave you my best moves a few minutes ago. I said in a trade it was Chase Claypool for the 32nd overall pick. That was a fleecing of the Chicago Bears. In the draft, it was, to this point, Zach Frazier, second round, 51st overall out of West Virginia. And in free agency, my pick is Deshaun Elliott. Now, maybe the trade for DK Metcalf could leapfrog some of those. Maybe the signing of Aaron Rodgers could leapfrog some of those. But for right now, we have to wait and see on those guys. For right now, those are my picks. Now, when it comes to the worst moves, I listed three there as well, because I think it's only fair to go 3-3 on this. One of my least favorite moves from Omar Khan was something that very well could have been a Mike Tomlin doing more so than Khan, because we do know that they work in a collaboration, and I do believe that, but there are certain things that I feel could be overruled by one or two sides in that building more than the other. The re-signing of Cam Sutton was a mistake, and I jumped on that the moment they did it around this time last year. I thought it was a very risky move to make in terms of just really PR. I mean, given what the guy did and was running from the police for, really no reason to bring the guy in. But the Steelers thought, well, he played decent football here. He has a good relationship with the head coach. Let's bring him in. There's no way he could be bad like he was in Detroit, but I will have you know he was bad like he was in Detroit. He was awful. That was a terrible move. I understand that there was really zero financial hurt to doing so. They brought in the guy for basically nothing after he signed a deal with Detroit and was cut loose due to the legal situation he was in. So it didn't hurt them. It didn't bind them financially, but still just a stupid move that wasn't worth it. One that did have to do with some financials was the Larry Ogunjobi extension. Original deal for him was 1 year, $8 million. He outperformed that. He had a good year. He mostly stayed healthy. Then the Steelers extended him 3 years for $28.75 million. And he certainly was not good. I'm not going to say he was horrific. I mean, he was mostly on the field. He mostly stayed healthy. But he played a very baseline level of football. So you did not get your value, or really close to the value that you were hoping to get with Larry Ogunjobi. And then the biggest thing, perhaps the biggest thing, is this just the failure to bring in a viable wide receiver too. And maybe this is by design, because we have now seen for the last 2 years a similar thing happen. The Steelers seemingly have one good wide receiver. Last year it was George Pickens. This year it's DK Metcalf. Then they kind of fill the room with guys that would be more suited as wide receiver threes or fours or even fives, some guys that are barely on NFL rosters. We're seeing that a little bit again this year. Now, Calvin Austin, there's more to work with. There's a lot of hype around Roman Wilson, despite him only playing a half dozen snaps in 2024. But the entire Brandon Ayuk saga left some scar tissue for people, because all summer, and I know that a guy I work with every day, Andrew Filippone, was one of the guys that was stoking these fires every single day on this station, saying that the deal was at the goal line, so on and so forth. Well, maybe it wasn't on the goal line, but there were times when it appeared pretty clear the Steelers thought that Brandon Ayuk would be a Pittsburgh Steeler. They felt confident that Brandon Ayuk would end up coming to play for the Steelers. A deal would get done with the 49ers and Ayuk would be here. That did not happen. They were made to look like fools. They got left at the altar. And in this situation, they have not held on to or are looking at another wide receiver out there. I think they would be smart to bring another one in. They feel as if Jonnu Smith can be a slot guy. I'm not saying he can't, but I would still rather them bring in a legitimate second wide receiver. My pick would be Keenan Allen. I know that he really doesn't care to play here, allegedly. He said something on TikTok or something earlier in the offseason. But there's still a couple of other names out there. Gabe Davis, Amari Cooper. I would still feel better if they brought in a second wide receiver. So my grade for Omar Khan, it feels a little bit incomplete because his time in the league, his time as a GM, is relatively short. But if I had to give him a grade, I would go with a B minus as of right now, because he's not doing a bad job in my eyes. He wasn't handed off a great situation at quarterback. We got to that. The final draft of Kevin Colbert was, Kenny Pickett as his first overall draft pick. But the Steelers still don't have a playoff win in that time span. He has signed and gone through and has flipped his quarterback room now in back-to-back seasons. They had Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, and Kyle Allen last year. 2023, it was Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, and Mason Rudolph. And now in 2025, it is Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph, and Will Howard, and Skylar Thompson. So they have flipped their quarterback room twice. That's something that does not happen often in the National Football League. Something a bit rare in the NFL. But I will say this. He is turning this team more to the 21st century. He is doing things that we have not seen the Steelers ever do. He is making the offseason an exciting time of the year for Steelers fans, because in the past, they've been linked to big-name players, but we knew they would never go after them. This time around, they are linked to some big-name players, and maybe it's them chasing football cards a little bit, but they're linked to these players, and now we're seeing deals happen to acquire these players. DK Metcalf, Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Ramsey. They're doing things that the old Steelers way would have never done. So it was a changing of the guard from Kevin Colbert to Omar Khan, and people were kind of worried, well, it's just another guy that's in the organization. It'll be same old, same old. It has not been same old, same old. So to Omar Khan's credit, his Madden video game-like approach does make for a much more exciting offseason than we are used to. But being busy doesn't always mean being good. 412-928-9370 if you want to join the conversation. What do you make of Omar Khan's job so far? Favorite move? Worst move? 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter, you can hit us up there at 937thefan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We take some calls and some thoughts on Omar Khan coming up next. We'll also get into something that was done by another AFC North team earlier this week. Chris Carter joins at the top of the hour. It's the Fan Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Fan. A tweet I just saw from Andrew Filippone. I know that it's rage bait. It often is with Pony. Got to be one of the dumber things I've seen him tweet. Here it is. Idea. Make the 4th of July a Friday every year. Give hardworking Americans a long weekend to celebrate Independence Day. It would be incredible. I do agree, Pony. It would be incredible. But that is not how calendars work. The 4th of July cannot physically fall on a Friday every single year. Independence Day is the same day every year. Kind of like Christmas. Kind of like New Year's. It falls on a particular day. It's not like Thanksgiving, where it's the fourth Thursday of every November, and it can switch days. The 4th of July is when the date says July 4. That could be a Monday, it could be a Tuesday, it could be a Wednesday, it could be a Thursday, and hell, it could be a Friday, or a Saturday, or Sunday. But I do agree, it would be incredible. I just don't think we're going to be able to make that happen anytime soon.
Can I play devil's advocate with you?
Sure, Harry.
So, if we want to abolish the 4th of July, like, holiday name and just call it Independence Day?
We could make it the Friday.
Maybe you can make it the Friday, because did you know the Declaration of Independence was actually signed on July 2nd?
I did know that.
So July 4th, I think, was one of the days it was delivered and then read by the king. But all the signing and the big like speeches from all those old-timey rebellious people, like that was done on July 2nd, yeah.
What do you think they said when they handed it to the king? Like, hey.
Well, they didn't hand it to him. They had to mail it over the, you know.
I would have put on the...
Oh, you mean like one of the subjects from Britain? Hey.
put this in your pipe and smoke it. We're out of here.
We shall be a free nation.
That should have been something that they included. Put this in your pipe and smoke it.
Oh, I'm sure modern people, yeah. If we were going to secede for some reason, that's what somebody would probably say. It would be a little more spicy, I think, than the...
Yeah, it'd probably be a lot meaner than that.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, I can agree.
Maybe send that one up your rear end. Yes.
Maybe they should just make it Independence Day and we jump away from 4th of July and then we could make it the first Friday in July every year. That would be pretty nice.
So it's not as silly as it sounds then, is it?
No, but that would require them taking the title 4th of July.
Right. They'd have to remove that.
Yeah, just make it Independence Day.
Is there something about that name that rings 4th of July? Like 4th of July. Like it kind of rolls off well, doesn't it? I mean...
It does. Have you ever seen that movie, Independence Day?
No.
Pretty good.
Hmm.
Late 90s. Worth watching.
I'm not a big movie guy. I don't know if I ever told you that.
I don't think we've had that conversation. I know that Joel Nelson isn't.
Doran always is upset with me. He's like...
Doran's a very big movie guy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's very upset with me. I just watched The Lion King for the first time this past week.
Like the OG Lion King.
Yeah, with my girlfriend, yeah. Disney streaming service. Are you-
I mean, I haven't seen it since I was a kid. There's a live action version of it, though.
Mufasa.
That I've heard is very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen
that. How about Scar? He was a bad guy.
Yeah, I thought that the pace of the story was like a little too quick. Like, you know, he gets driven away from the village, and then he just ages 14 or so years and becomes like big time lion.
big time lion.
He's strong and stuff, eating bugs for his entire life. He's just the strongest lion you could find. I mean, it just felt like it was kind of sad at the beginning, and then like everything just like was like lightning speed, just like, oh, I gotta go back now, rawr, you know, and then yeah.
Harry, I heard the discussion yesterday. I actually texted this to Crowley, and then funny enough, because I was on my way to the gym yesterday, and I'll have you guys on, and I texted him and I said, did you guys talk at all about the Browns getting a dome? And he said, no, good topic. Lo and behold, you guys come back 2 minutes later. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Browns getting a dome. So that just became the conversation. And it did feel like a bit of an affront to the AFC North and what AFC North football is all about. And it's kind of sad.
Well, you know what they spun that conversation toward as well, which I thought was interesting. It seems like the Browns are trying to do not the right thing anymore because they just don't care. No, I mean, think about it. Like, think about how strategic it may have been to sign Myles Garrett, because now you've frustrated T.J. Watt. The Cincinnati Bengals, Henderson's the guy's name, edge rusher for them.
Trey Hendrickson.
Hendrickson, that's it. Right, like they have now frustrated two opponents' biggest names on defense. All because they signed Myles Garrett. They overpaid for Myles Garrett, right?
Yeah, they also made the entire league upset when they traded for and signed Deshaun Watson, too.
Exactly. They set a whole new market for quarterback value in the NFL, and they inadvertently pissed off the running backs, right? Because the running backs didn't want to get paid because everybody else was getting paid and they weren't. So for the Browns to put a dome in Cleveland to play football in, I mean, it's par for the course for them at this point.
I understand the financial gain that can be had by putting in a dome or at least a retractable roof, because you can have so many more events. You can have year-round events. You can have concerts. You can have wrestling events, whatever it may be. And you can do that in the cold weather months because you can close a dome. So I do understand the economic impact there. But man, I just hate that it takes away bad weather games. You think of that game in the snow last year. I know the Steelers lost, but it was still a very cool visual when you play in the snow. It's just part of your territory, I feel, when you are a team like that from a city like that. Because here is what I'll say about Cleveland. As delusional as some of their fans can be at times, every fan base has delusional fans. You're not going to find many more diehard fans than Cleveland. I mean, the Browns, my entire life, have sucked. They are really the pirate version of the NFL. And I think it's harder to swallow when it's the NFL, because that's the game now that is carried with the most weight. I mean, the NFL calendar never stops. You're always thinking about the NFL for one reason or another, whether it's free agency, the draft, friggin' schedule release, which I nerd out for. Everything has you thinking about the NFL, and the Browns have just been such a bad team for so long that their fans have always shown up. It can be 30 degrees, or no, it could be 10 degrees, late December, lake effect snow coming in. The Browns are 2-13, and the fans are there.
I think
the place is mostly packed.
Do you remember the year they went 0-16? I think that was an exception. That stadium was empty.
Yeah, and then the year before that, they went 1-15. Like, they were awful.
Remember Hugh Jackson? What a guy.
I do remember Hugh Jackson.
Anyway, yeah.
But yeah, they've had a lot of coaches and a lot of quarterbacks come through. It is quite the carousel in Cleveland. So it's not exactly a keeping up with the Joneses method, but they're also putting that stadium in an area that has like 18,000 people as part of its population. It's not like it's going right in Cleveland. It's going in a place called Brook Park, so a suburb of Cleveland. That would be kind of like putting a new stadium in West Mifflin or South Fayette. Like, if the Steelers ever need a new stadium, hey, we're going to plop it right here in West Mifflin, or we're going to plop it here in South Fayette. Like, those are similar population sizes as to the place they're putting this new stadium into. But, yeah, I mean, I just hate the thought of it taking away from some really cool weather games that the AFC North is prone to having.
Well, can I ask you a question then, real quick? Because I know you went to the game where Franco Harris was honored.
Yes, I did.
A few years back. I mean, what was it like being in near negative degree weather?
I'll say this, and people may think I'm crazy for having this take. I went to actually two games against the Raiders in consecutive seasons. One was the season opener, and then one was the game where they honored Franco Harris, and it was the wind chill was below zero. My beer did freeze in my hand like moments after I purchased it. Like, you almost couldn't chug it fast enough. Like, you got like the thing halfway down and it still froze. I would much prefer to sit in that weather than some potential season opener weather where it was like around 90, it was humid, sun beating down on you for 3 to 4 hours. That's not my cup of tea. I'd rather be very, very cold or freezing instead of, you know, going through a heat spell.
So you wouldn't have wanted to be protected by a dome. You were fine being out in the open.
Yes.
All right.
I think it adds to the element of the game. You get a little bit of snow mixed in.
Yeah.
That just makes it more fun. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up, fireworks. We discuss those before we hit Chris Carter at the top of the hour. It's the Fan Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Chris Carter joins us in about 5 minutes. He will come your way on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It is the 4th of July. That is why you are hearing me, Donnie Chedrick, in for Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson. Harry Callis is here as well. He's not taking the day off on Independence Day. Intern RJ is here as well. Harry allowing RJ to run the board a little bit back there, get some hands-on training. I think I'm going to get that going with intern Jack here in the next couple of weeks.
How is that guy, by the way? I haven't met him.
Jack, he's a very nice man.
Nice.
A proud pit man at that. We finally have a pit kid in here.
Yay!
As an intern, not somebody from Syracuse or Waynesburg like us. RJ, a Westminster guy.
PAC.
Yes, like Charlie Borges, like Jason Mackey, who will join us in a little bit over an hour as well, and he will be with us from 9 until 10. A lot of fireworks will be going off today and tonight and this weekend in the area, and it's really the fireworks season in Western PA. I got a take you might hate on fireworks, Harry. I think they're a bit overrated.
Yeah, Crowley and Doran were saying the same thing yesterday because Doran's lady said, "Oh, we need to go to fireworks. The kids want to go." And Doran was like, "No, they don't." So,
see, like I just come down on it like this. If you've seen one big fireworks show, like a Zambelli or something, you've seen them all.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very rarely different. I mean, you're going to get some really creative colors out there, some creative shapes out there, and then you will get your big grand finale at the end. Maybe it's because I spent a couple of seasons in minor league baseball, and I hated that as a broadcaster because you would have to, like, scramble and, like, close all of your windows every time a team had a fireworks night.
Well, the Pirates deal with that too. I mean, when I was producing the Pirates Network,
you're trying
board,
to do like a post game show, and
they had to talk over the fireworks. Yeah,
but and maybe that was also. I mean, I'm watching all of these fireworks shows for the, you know, couple of seasons that I was doing minor league ball. It just feels like to me, if you've seen them once, you've seen them a million times. Like.
Yeah, I don't think, like, I think when you experience fireworks on occasion, it's better. I can understand your perspective, though, of seeing them very regularly, that you might get tired of them, and I get that. I'll tell you what, though, there was, like, when you see them from, like, new places as well, or like, new events. Like, I went to the one Pirate game, I think it was opening night or something. No, maybe not. It was a couple of days after that. But I went in. And I got to go up to the press box, and I was just watching the game from the press box, and I watched the fireworks from the press box, and it was beautiful.
I mean, yeah, that would be pretty good. Cool.
I mean, it was because they shoot them right behind the Clemente Wall. And they're just right there by the river. You got the city in the background. I was like, ooh.
I remember last year, Sarah has one of her best friends lives in Mount Washington. So we went there for the, you know, Pittsburgh fireworks show. But if you recall last year on the 4th of July, at least at night, it was very cloudy. Could just barely see anything. It was kind of hilarious. Mm-hmm. Like you'd see, like they'd be, you'd hear them going off more than you could actually see them. So it didn't really create for a picturesque 4th of July. But
talk about a clear night. I mean, like, think about it.
Yeah,
too.
Like tonight, I think, for instance, will be a very good night. People will pack the North Shore. You're going to have boats. You're going to have just people on foot, pedestrians, whatever, people up on Mount Washington. It'll be crowded.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, again, on occasion, they're cool. You think about it, too. They light up the city, or they light up the buildings around you in a certain way if you're looking from a specific perspective, so everything turns a different color for a brief second. It's just, it depends what you take from it. But yeah, I get it. Once you see them too many times, I can understand why they may not be as appealing.
Fan weather, that's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. A high of 85 and clear skies today. It is a beautiful 4th of July holiday brewing, so get by a pool or get on a boat. Or if you're somebody listening at the beach, do that too. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. Chris Carter joins the Fan Morning Show next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.